In this bulletin, Australia's busiest border closes for the first time in 100 years, China hits back at Australia's latest travel warning, and in sport, an NRL star faces tougher disciplinary action for abusing a referee. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. After months of downplaying the coronavirus, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has tested positive for it. Mr. Bolsonaro says he is taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine to combat the virus. He had previously said his history as an athlete would protect him from the virus. Mr. Bolsonaro is comparing the virus to a rain which will fall on most people.
Todo mundo sabia que ele mais cedo ou mais tarde ia.
Everybody knew that sooner or later it will reach an important part of the population. A lot of people like me, for example, if I would not have done the test, I would not know about the result that was positive.
The border between New South Wales and Victoria is now closed. Checkpoints were set up in thick fog in the most prominent border towns of Albury and Wodonga last night. At least one car was turned back after its driver admitted they had come from a coronavirus hotspot in Melbourne. The mayors of Albury and Wodonga want exemption permits to cross the border to be given to all those within 100 kilometres of the border towns and rely on them for essential services. The Service New South Wales government website, where permits for an exemption to the border closure can be obtained, crashed in the hours before the closure, before being up and running again after midnight. Today is the last day before the Melbourne metropolitan area goes back into coronavirus lockdown. From tomorrow, Stage 3 restrictions will again apply in metropolitan Melbourne and the Shire of Mitchell, just north of the city. They will apply for 6 weeks until the 20th of August. People will only be allowed to leave their homes for education, work, to give or receive care, shopping or exercise. School holidays will be extended for a week, and then students will go back to homeschooling, except for special needs students and those in years 11 and 12. Restaurants will go back to being takeaway only. People cannot have visitors in their homes. Australians are being warned they could face arbitrary detention if they go to mainland China. Overseas travel remains banned because of the coronavirus pandemic, but the government updated travel advice amid simmering tensions. The Foreign Affairs Department says China has strict national security laws and has detained foreigners for allegedly endangering national security. A spokesperson from the Chinese Foreign Ministry responded saying foreigners in China have nothing to fear if they simply obey the law.
For foreigners living in China, as long as they obey the law, then they have nothing to fear. I hope that the relevant country can maintain an objective and fair attitude, practice caution when speaking, and do more things that will contribute towards the development in China-Australia relations.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says stopping the spread of the coronavirus in Victoria is essential if the Australian economy is to remain on track for recovery. He says modelling shows returning to coronavirus restrictions will cost the state around $1 billion per week. Writing in Melbourne's Herald Sun newspaper, Mr. Frydenberg says there were positive signs for the economy before the latest spike in COVID-19 infections in Victoria, but now consumer confidence has fallen. Mr. Frydenberg says Victoria comprises around one quarter of the national economy. In the NRL, suspended Manly Sea Eagles forward Adin Fanua Blake will face further sanctions for derogatory and offensive comments he made to officials. He apologised for abusing a referee in Sunday's loss to the Newcastle Knights. NRL Chief Executive Andrew Abdo says the anti-vilification code has been breached. Fanua Blake has already accepted a 2-game suspension but will face further disciplinary action. Australian Rugby League Commission Chairman Peter Valandis says the 24-year-old's outbursts were inexcusable.
I was appalled that it continued on because everybody can make a mistake in the heat of the moment on the field and say something stupid. But then you've got time to cool down. To use those terms and names will not be tolerated under any circumstances. Kids that are handicapped or disadvantaged will be picked on at school because of the role models speaking in those terms. But also, no referee should have to put up with that sort of abuse and that sort of insult.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, shower or 2, 17. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 14. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 15. Hobart, light early frost, 10 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy and 13. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 16. Sydney, partly cloudy, 17. Newcastle, much the same, 19. Brisbane, possible late shower, 23. Cairns, shower or 2, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 32. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.